On Daf Chesamid Beis, the Gemara says, Gufa, Omer Av Chizda, Noatz, Kone, Vershus HaYochid, Vizorak, Vinoch, Al Gabov, Afil Gavoa, Mea Amo, Chayb, Nesh Vershus HaYochid, Ola Adlar Akia. One thing is clear from Rav Chizda, that we don't require Hanocha on a Mokom Dalet Al Dalet, because he's talking about a Kone. Kone doesn't have Dalet Al Dalet. And back on Daf Dalet Om and Aleph, if you take a look at Tosis there, Dimra Maskel Damrinon, and also on the bottom of Daf Dalet Amid Beis, there are two deis in Tosis as far as Rav Chizda is concerned. According to the Rashba in Tosis, Rav Chizda argues on this fundamental din that Hanocha has to be on a Mokum Dalet Al Dalet, and that's whether you're talking about Rishus HaYochid or Rishus HaRabin. Tosis themselves disagree. And according to their understanding of Rav Chizda, in Rishus HaRavim, even Rav Chizda requires a Hanocha al Gabi Mokom Dalet al Dalet. However, in Rishus HaYochid, Rav Chizda waives the requirement of Hanocha al Gabi Dalet al Dalet. And we have to try to understand the difference here between Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRavim. Why is it in Rishus HaRavim Rav Chizda requires Dalet al Dalet, but in Rishus HaYochid he doesn't require Dalet al Dalet? The possibility is that with regard to Rav Chizda, in our sugya, that you have something that's Mea Amah high, we called it a Kana, and it's Chayev, based on the fact that Rishus HaYochid is Ola Adler Akia. So to 100 Amas high. In other words, there's a Chiddush here of Rav Chizda, and this is according to Tosfos, that not only, as we mentioned before, you don't require in Rishus HaYochid Hanochal Gabi Mokum Dalet Al Dalet, but also that Rishus HaYochid is Ola Adler Akia. And we'd like to understand, is there a relationship here between A and B, between these two Chidushim of Rav Chizda? So we're trying to find the connection between these two Dinim. And in doing so, we have to ask, what is the difference between Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim in a fundamental sense? Rishus HaRabim is basically a Rishus of Karka of Rishus HaRabim. In other words, the fundamental, shall we say, Chal Hashem of Rishus HaRabim is a place which is designated for Hiluch HaRabim. And Drisus are regular Rabim. They go into that area, they walk, they go from place to place on the karka, on the ground of Rishus HaRabim. Now, when we say that Rishus HaRabim goes up to Yud Tfachim, it means everything up to Yud Tfachim is Rishus HaRabim. All of those 10 Tfachim that are close to the karka, it's all one entity, one Heftza, one Rishus Achas, together with the Karka that's below these 10 Tfachim. All of these 10 Tfachim are defined and categorized as a part of Rishus HaRabim. When it comes to Rishus HaYochid, what is the main point of Rishus HaYochid? And the answer is, it's a place that is surrounded by Mechitzos. It's inside the Mechitzos. All the airspace within these mechitzos are what you call Ikar Rishus HaYochid. So it's not like we're starting with the karka and going up as we are in Rishus HaRabim, but rather we're talking about airspace that's surrounded by mechitzos. That's why it makes sense that Rishus HaYochid is Ola Adler Akia, because the Ikar, the main primary mode of Rishus HaYochid, is the airspace itself, the airspace that's surrounded by mechitzos. And if the mechitzos go up to Shemayim, then all the airspace goes up to Shemayim. That's all Rishus HaYochid. There's no nafkemina between the airspace that's closer to the karka or the airspace that's higher up to the rakia. It's all included in Rishus HaYochid. Masha Enkin, as we said, in contrast in Rishus HaRabim, everything depends really on karka. And the karka goes up to 10 tfachim, and all those 10 tfachim are related to the karka below it. If that be the case, perhaps we can understand why in Rishus HaYachid, as opposed to Rishus HaRabim, we don't need a Mokom Hanocha of Dalet al Dalet. Tosis back on Daf Dalet Omen Aleph, Divrei Maskil V'ha, wrote that there are two explanations as to why we need a Mokom Dalet al Dalet, Hanocha al Dalet al Dalet. The first, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Ein Regilus Laniach HaChefetz B'pochos Midalet, V'chein Hoya Mistoma V'mishkan. It means this din of Mokom Dalet al Dalet within Meleches Hotzah is a fundamental din that reflects on the Akira and the Anocha. We need an Akira and Anocha from a Mokom Dalet al Dalet. Otherwise, that's not called the Derech HaMelocha. So the Iker Dinir is Derech Meleches Hotzah. What's the normal way we do Hotzah? If this be the case, it's a little bit difficult to understand the difference between Rosh Hashayach and Rosh Hashayach as far as Hanoch al Gabi Mokom Dalet al Dalet, because to the same extent that you require a secure place and the normal way, the derech of Hotzah is an Akira and Hanoch from Dalet al Dalet, that should apply both to Rosh Hashayach and Rosh Hashayach equally. Why would there be any difference between the two? But Tosus quotes the Ri and offers a second explanation for the requirement of Dalet al Dalet. V'od omer Ri, the al yetze ish mimkomo mashma dekoy nami achefetz, klomer mimkomo shel chefetz. Now the Ri is adding a whole new perspective on the requirement of a mokom Dalet al Dalet, and it has to do with Mekomo Shel HaChefetz. Mekomo Shel HaChefetz. Now, if there's Hanocha Al Gabi Mokom Dalet, it's a din of Hanocha Al Gabi Mokom. What makes it into a Mokom? The dimensions, the width of Dalet Al Dalet. It's only because it's considered Choshuv, it has the dimensions of Dalet Al Dalet, therefore it's called a Mokom. It's a Mokom Choshuv. What makes it into a makom chashuv? That's the requirement of dalet al dalet. That's why al yetze ish mimkomo means the makom lechefetz. The makom lechefetz is chashuv because it has these dimensions, and that's shayach to the cheftz of akira and anocha. If you have a place, a makom that's less than dalet al dalet, doesn't have a shem makom klal, and therefore the Anocha, as the Torah says, Anocha al Gabi Mokom is not feasible on a place that's less than Dalet al Dalet. That's not called Anocha al Gabi Mokom, because Mokom means a minimum of Dalet al Dalet. Now, according to this explanation, it would seem that there's a distinction, perhaps, between Rosh Hashayach and Rosh Hashayach with regard to this din. In Rishus HaRabim, the Ikar, the main Chalos of the Rishus, is the Karka, as we said before. Rishus HaRabim is the karka, where the Rabbim are Dorsim Bo, with his Hiluch Rabim on the karka. So the Maisa Nocha, as a Chalos in Hautzah, has to be related to the karka of Rishus HaRabim in order for you to be Chai for Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, the halachic status of Hanocha Al Gabi Mokom is whether it's a karka, whether it's ziz, kolshu, anything that protrudes from the karka, we're going to always have to set it up as a makom chashuv in relationship to the karka. And makom chashuv means dalet al dalet. So anoch al gabi makom dalet al dalet, we need a makom which is dalet al dalet. That's as far as Rishus HaRabim is concerned. But with regard to Rishus HaYachid, the Torah's Rishus is the airspace that is surrounded, as we said before, by mechitzos. The chaloshem hanocha is to be meniach the object within the mechitzos, in the avir, in the airspace of Rosh Hashayachid, which is the airspace that's surrounded by mechitzos. We don't care in Rosh Hashayachid whether you have a cheftz shel makom hanocha, if it's a dalet al dalet, if it's not a dalet al dalet. This requirement of cheftz shel makom hanocha doesn't apply to Rosh Hashayachid, because in any event, the din of hanocha is not a hanocha al gabi makom, it's not on a specific place, but rather it's on the chalal, it's on the airspace of Rosh Hashayachid that's within the mechitzah. So Rosh Hashayachid in general doesn't, although it has a shame makom, but the entire Rishus HaYachid has a shame makom, right? Rishus HaYachid, meaning all the airspace that is within the Mechitzos is Rishus HaYachid. And that itself has a shear of Dalet al Dalet, but we don't need Hanach al Gabi Makom Dalet al Dalet because the Malacha is not in the Karka or the Makom of the Karka, it's in the Avir of the Karka. And the Avir of the Karka includes all the Avir, all the aspects of Rishus HaYachid, that is considered to have the shear of Dalet al Dalet. Now let's take a look at a Safek in the Gemara later on, Adaf Tzadi Tes, Omid Beis. Bar asara v'nasan letocha chulia u'miata mao hanochas chefetz v'siluk mechitza v'hadi adadi kasi mechayev o lo mechayev. So what he does is he places down into this bar that's nine tefachim deep, he places a chulia, and what happens is, as a result of this chulia that he puts into the bar, he's memayit the bar. And therefore he's mesalik the mechitzos. Shall we say now that the hanochas hachulia, this chefetz that he puts down, which removes the 10 tefachim requirement for a rishus hayachid, is now considered siluk mechitza. The very hanoch itself is siluk mechitza. And now we don't know how to deal with this case. Do we assume that he's chayav because he puts it down to a bar test? Do we say no? When did he put it down? When he put it down, it's already a bar yud. I mean, it's not a bar test. I'm sorry. What I meant to say is, in the first side, he's chayav because he put it down in a bar yud. In the second side, well, the bar, as a result of his hanoch and simultaneous there, is a bar test. Do we go basar ikara? It's Rishus HaYochid when he put it down. That's the initial stage, and therefore he's chayev. Or should we say Basus Levasov? And Ein Alav Din Rishus HaYochid. It doesn't have a din of Rishus HaYochid because at that point, when he finishes his hanacha, it's in a bar that's less than 10 tefachim. So Gemara says, Tifshat Le Midide. The Tanya Hazorek Arba Amos Bekosel. He throws in Rishus Rabban 4 amos and it lands on a wall. Lamata me asar, and it's below asar tvachim, is kizorik baretz. And we ask a question, v'avina ba ha lo nach. There was never anocha. And over you jump, the dvei l'shmenas. We're talking about a dvei l'shmena, and it smacks up and clings up against the side of the wall. V'amai hakem emait me arba amos. When it smacks up against the wall, it now is less than 4 amos. Right? Because the whole chiyuv here in Zorek Bereshus HaRabim is 4 amos, but it really didn't land 4 amos. Hosam lo mevatale, hocha mevatale. So let's understand the Gemara's kasha, and then perhaps the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's cash is hocha memait midalet amos. The Tosfos explains. Nira levi. Demairi hocha shezorek chutz ledalet amos. Svalachi par. Hocha memait midalet amos shemimokom advelo nismata mitoris shesarabim shebotel akosel vareu kikosel av vlohavi od algabov rishesarabim. It seems that from the language of Tosfos, the chisaron here is the makom advela. The makom advela is like a makom that mitachas lekarka rishus harabim v'hu eino bechlal rishus harabim. In other words, underneath this dvela, right, the karka is karka rishus harabim, but in and of itself, it's not rishus harabim. The Ramban, however, brings the Tosfos, but in a different way. Apparently having a different tos. So he writes, "Ubetosus mefarshim de ilav mishum de lo mevatala havile dvelo kekosel velav hanochuhu elasias koselhu velav milsi dimkein gabi bar de lo miut nami siluk mechitzahu." The Ramban understands that even the Makshan Makom Advela is certainly Bechlal B'shus HaRabim. The Gemara's kasha was that in terms of a Maisa Anocha, if as a result of the Maisa Anocha, the Dvela is Batel to the Kosel, and it becomes part of the Kosel, it doesn't have a shame of Maisa Anocha. It's really a Maisa Vasiyas Kosel. And therefore, the Ramban asks, if that be the case, then even in the case of Nosein Chulya Labar, what was the Gemara's Suffolk? If it's a Bar Yud, or it loses its status as a Bar Yud with the Zrikas HaChulya, because by being Meniach the Chefetz, you mean Mevatel the Chefetz to the Bar, and now it becomes a Bar Tes, and all the Mechitzas are completely null and void. And it's Hanochas Chefetz V'Silug Mechitza B'Hari Adodi V'Tepukle D'Gam B'Bar 20 Amos. Let's say the bar was 20 Amos deep, and you're going to tell me that, well, when he puts the Chefetz down, he's not being Mesalik the Mechitza. He's not the object that he's putting in the bar is not 10 Tefachim deep, 10 plus. But nevertheless, we should still say the same logic, that with Hanocha Sachulio, it becomes a part of the bar. That's not called a Maisa Hanocha, it's bottled to the bar. That's what the Ramban is asking on Tosfos. If the logic of Tosfos here, on Daf Tzadi Tes Amid Beis, with regard to the case of Bar Tes, V'nosel Sochachulio, if we're going to apply the logic of Batala Kosel, and the Makshan himself also knew that the Mokum Atvela is considered part of the Rishus HaRabim, the Mishnah of Azorik Arba Amos B'Kosel, and it lands Lamata Me'asora, and the Gemara says that if it's a Dvela Shmeino, we're not sure whether it's Chayv or not. And it has nothing really to do, according to this Tosa, says the Ramban, with being Mamayit the Shir of Arba Amos. It just has to do with whether it's Batel to the Kosel or not Batel to the Kosel. So again, just to reread the language of Tosa as quoted by the Ramban, he says, Havile Dvela Ke Kosel V'lava Nochahu. If the Dvela is Batel to the Kosel, then that's not called Anocha. So then, if that be the case, in the case of Bar Yud, or for that matter, even if it's a Bar Chaf, we should have the same suffix, that if he drops this Chulia into the bar and it becomes a permanent part of the bar, and it's bottled to the Mechitza, and it's bottled to the bar, that's not called a Maisa Anocha. And perhaps we can now differentiate between Anoch B'Shus HaRab and Anoch B'Shus HaYachid. In the case of Rishus HaRabim, where the din of Hanoch is Hanoch HaGabi Karka, we require Hanoch HaGabi Mokom, and that Mokom has to be Dalet al Dalet Dafka. Then we have Dinim in the Maisa Hanoch. If he's not Mevatel the object, then it's Hanoch HaGabi Mokom. If he's Mevatel it, then it's not Hanoch that relates to the Mokom. So for example, in the case of the Kosel, if the Dveil will be bottled to the Kosel, then that's Hasiyas Kosel. That's not a Maisa Anocha al Gabi Mokom. However, when we're talking about a case in Tzadi Tes of a Bar Yud, now we're talking about a Rishus HaYochid. And in the case of Rishus HaYochid, the Chalushem of Rishus HaYochid is Anocha in the Rishus HaYochid. In other words, the Chalos Din Anocha is anywhere in Rishus HaYochid, in the Mechitzos, within the Mechitzos of Rishus HaYochid. Is therefore, you don't need Anocha al Gabi Mokum Dalet al Dalet, as we discussed earlier, because the Anocha is in the Chalal, in the airspace of Rishus HaYochid. It's not on a specific Mokum, which would have to be Dalet. So then we don't care, even if as a result of the Hanochas HaChulya B'Bar, he's making a bar, my it's bottled to the bar, it doesn't matter. The Maisa Anocha is not related to the karka of the bar. The Anocha is B'toch HaMechitzos. And as far as that is concerned, he has a Maisa Anocha Ma'alya. It's Anocha Ma'alya, and therefore he should be Chaya. Let's look a little bit back to Chesam and Alf Omar Ula Amud Tisha Bershus HaRabma Rabma Katvin Olav V'Zork V'Nochal Gabav Chayav. So he has this pillar that's below 10 tefachim in Rishus HaRabim, and people use it to, you know, to move things around their back, you know, their packages on the back. And if he throws something and it lands on top of this amud, is Ula says he's chayv, my timer, Tisha Vadai Makatfim Iluye. Because if it's 9 tefachim high, then people certainly use it, it's Noach Tashmishte, to use it for Lekate Falav. Rashi says, Kevin the Tzorach Lerabim, Rishus HaRabim, Bein Rachav, Bein Katzar. No matter what the width or the narrowness of this Amud is, it doesn't matter because the Rabim have usage, they get benefit from the Amud. And that's how the Rambam codifies it in Perek Yudal Milchas Shabbos, Mokom, Sheyesh Begovo Tisha Tfachim Mitzumtzomos, Lo Pachos Lo Yeser, Bishus HaRabim, Harev Kirshus HaRabim, V'ein Mashkichim Al Midas Orko, U'Midas Rochbo, Bein Rachav U'Bein Katzar. The Magid Mishnah quotes the Ravid that we need on, that this Amud should have a shear of Dalet Al Dalet. Now Rashi, on Sadi Aleph Omid Beis, Dibra Maskel Yinema, he says, Kigon Gvoa Tes, Verochav Arba, Verab Makatfin Olav, Dechazi L'Rabin. So you see that Rashi holds like the Ravid, and it's not enough to have this Gova of Tes Tfachim, you also need that it has the width of Arba Tfachim. And that's called Rab Makatfin Olav, and it's Chazi L'Rabin. Now, if you take a look in the Bach, the Hagol Sabach, on that same Daf Tzari Alpha Midbeis, he says that he sees a stira in Rashi, because Rashi on Daf Ches doesn't seem to indicate that we're talking about an Amud that has the width of four Tfachim. That doesn't, you don't get that impression. And yet Rashi on Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis says that it is Rochav Arba. Now, if you look in the Chidushei HaRashba, he writes that all the Nida, the whole Nidon here, is Bitzale Din of Hanochal Gabi Mokum Dal. That's the subject of this Machlokas. It means that it's possible that even if there's no Dalet al Dalet, it still has the din of Rishus HaRabim. But yet, even though it has the din of Rishus HaRabim, nevertheless we're missing the shear of Hanocha. Hanocha has to be Hanocha al Gabi Mokum Dalet. However, if you take a look at the Meiri, he quotes the Ravid, and according to his, listen to his version of the Ravid, he says, Ela, Shegdoli amafarshim kosvu, he's referring to the Ravid, she'en shir tisha eladin karmelis. Hakol she'enu rachav arba, af betisha mitzumtzomim, mokom pturu. So it's not a mokom ptur because of hanoch al gabi mokom dalet dalet, it's mokom ptur because of the ikar shem reshus. It's a mokom ptur in the shem reshus. And he writes, Ein Shir Tisha Eladin Karmelis. It seems that there's a machlokis here about the din of Amud Teisha. We can have a suffix. This place called an Amud Teisha, is it a Mokom Bifnei Atzmo? Does it exist independently? Or does it have the Chal Hashem Rishus HaRabim because Rabim Akatvim Olav? If we're going to say that it's because of Rabbi Makatvin, all of that gives it a Torah's Mokom Li'atzmo, is then it should have the shear of Dalet al Dalet, because that's the shear of Rishus universally. There's no shame Rishus or Torah's Rishus if it's less than Dalet al Dalet. Or could we say something else, that because it's Ravi Makatvin Olav, it becomes Tofel to the Tashmish of Rishus HaRabim, and therefore because it's Tofel, it's attached to Rishus HaRabim, and it becomes part of Rishus HaRabim. And then we don't need it to have a shear of Dalet al Dalet. It's enough that Rishus HaRabim Atzma Yeh Shear Makom. So it's possible that Rashi and the Rambam here hold that when we say that an Amud is not a Makom Li Atzmo, it's Tofel to Rishus HaRabim, and therefore it doesn't matter whether it's Rochav or the Kotzer. The Rambam, on the other hand, holds it has a Toras Makom Li Atzmo, and therefore if it's Toras Makom Li Atzmo, it has to have the shear of Dalet al Dalet. Okay, this is what we'll accomplish for today.